This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna.
And this is Gayotic. Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals
who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god. I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh yes.
Here we are, back again.
Again, the energy is completely electric.
Wait, I have an idea. Everyone.
I want. That actually did help a lot.
The jump bun?
Yump bun?
For those of you who are just joining us, which is probably all of you, because the episode is starting right now. For those
every episode, it's a new crop of listeners because everyone who listened to the last episode said, I'm never fucking listening to that.
You lose a match each time, but the retention is low.
But yeah, they are spending millions on the PR campaign for this podcast. So
the thing is, you know, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
And that time is starting now.
And that time is starting now. And we're back this week.
And I did just do 10 jacks. Know. I don't want to brag. I did more than 10.
I got to say, jumping jacks are hard-ish.
I thought you were going to say something different.
What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know why I went here, but I will be... jumping jacks are probably like the exercise that is most likely to make me fart.
Makes sense.
So I thought that's
jumping.
Where you're gonna go. It makes sense. Jumping fart.
You know,
jumps right
during,
out.
Yeah, during the whole.
It's actually one of the cutest things if you see somebody jumping
and farting.
And fart. It's almost as cute as when.
That's what when people are saying the entire show.
It's almost as cute as when you see an old guy stand up and fart.
Can you tell me the story? I don't really like to talk about farts in public that much because for whatever reason.
Yeah, my papa.
But can you talk about how your grandpa had hearing aids and he didn't think that anyone could hear it? Actually, I guess I just told the story, but
well, you might know the story better than me, but yeah, he did. So he had hearing aids and wasn't aware, or maybe he actually was aware and just truly didn't
give
a shit.
I really hope he just didn't give a flying.
But like, if you can imagine this, so he's sitting on the
couch. Can't hear it, so he thinks no one
he's
can
sitting
hear
on the couch, and then he's like preparing to get up, and that's a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
And then as he stands, he farts.
Baroop.
Yeah. What Baroop? It sounded
and
like
then,
that.
Baroop.
And then with each step that he took to get out
boop,
of the living
boop,
room,
bop,
is
bop.
An additional fart
beat.
Hey,
farting his way along.
That's me every day.
And
that's me every day. What do you think powers this? This bad boy.
We're powered by farts.
A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know that when people are walking, they think that they're moving because of their feet moving.
It's a fart.
You know? Don't know that they're actually moving forward because
there's actually
farts.
A more advanced race of human that.
Yeah, it's molecular gastronomy. I ever thought that was about food,
title
but
up.
Actually,
this episode we are getting into fitness because we know that that's kind of what you guys want to hear from us.
You know, but
I'm not leaving fart.
I have to go back to fart.
Absolutely, we can stay on fart as long as you want.
We got sent, and I haven't given this to everybody, but you know we have. You know, Tums actually did send us Muna merch.
You keep saying this, but I don't believe you because I haven't seen it.
Well, it's because we haven't had our. We have a potluck with everybody that we haven't gone to. But Tom sent us because there's a photo of our every episode's about Phoebe.
Communion. Oh,
and communion. Every episode's about Jesus, Phoebe, fart.
She might.
Jesus, Phoebe, and fart.
I don't know if Phoebe. I do wonder if Phoebe like would talk
fart?
About. No, Phoebe would talk about farts for sure.
I don't, yeah, I don't know if she'd want it on the air.
Are we going to mention her every episode?
But okay, fine. Tom sent us. Well, Tom sent us stuff.
I'm
just thinking about her all the time. I can't stop. Tom sent us some stuff because Phoebe is feeding me Tums as communion. And I did not say, get that out of my mouth. I said,
get it out.
Yummy. Tums, I love Tums.
Tums are yummy.
Tums are yummy.
This could go well into what we mentioned last episode that we would talk about on this episode, which is what we need to make the album.
Oh, yes, it could.
Where are you thinking that's going?
What, Tums?
You want Tums?
Tums.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love some Tums.
I mean, I certainly need them.
We're
going to
need Tums in Italy.
Yeah, we will need Tums in Italy.
Oh, my God. Okay. Absolutely.
The next White Lotus season is just us making an album.
This is very cohesive. Yeah. Because I do want to, because we're like sober, it's like, wow, big reveal.
I was about to say, like, well, I'm high right now. High off of life, baby.
Because,
let me tell you.
I can't believe such a big bomb just got dropped. It's so
such
bomb,
a big bomber.
What a bomber.
But, like, in the past when we've hunkered down to make records, I guess smoking a vape is not being sober.
Dude,
but,
vaping equals
drugs.
Heroin.
Yeah, I'd say that's the most dangerous drug.
That is the most dangerous drug I've done.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. And I've done
drugs. God, don't listen to this. I don't do that anymore.
I don't think they're
going to
listen. I don't think they should.
I don't. My mom doesn't have Spotify.
You know, but they find us. Like, they find a way. They have wills, you know.
Vaping, you guys, this is an earnest PSA to not vape.
Warning.
Quitting that is a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It was the worst.
I hit
your
a rock
boy's
bottom
done a lot
with
of
vaping
stuff.
So fast.
That's good.
That I think that helped. It was when I was expecting to. I like got my own Juul cartridge for the first time, and then the same day I went through an entire cartridge, and
you were probably flying
higher
than you've ever flown.
I think it's more than a pack. Yeah. Oh.
Can you the nicotine high that you get? It's
amazing.
It should be illegal.
The thing is, God.
It used to melt me into that. You still do it every once in a while. You can still hit a vape every once in a while.
I'll hit a vape. I just can never own one.
Yeah.
I can't drink, I can't do drugs, but I can hit a vape. Yeah, and I want to be shot into the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't do anything.
I know. But this is what I'm saying.
I want to do something.
So usually when we in the past have hunkered down, it's so crazy because it's just crazy. Because when we met,
we were doing drugs.
We were partying and doing some drugs.
We were
actually
partying
not really.
That hard.
You
though.
Really weren't.
Like,
I was kind of sober
real.
In college
some
compared to what
party
I was.
Party girl.
Hella hard.
Yeah, people.
We all partied maybe the most hard in high school.
Yeah, I was doing.
Here's a question for the circle. When did you party the hardest? What do you think?
I think everyone who is maybe a fan of us doesn't party anymore. Actually, people be partying at the shows.
I know.
People message
me
being like, where are y'all going after?
I know.
And like,
a lot of people were like saying,
you.
Like, I was doing Molly at the show when I was saying.
And it's like,
oh
I'm in
God.
The shower wearing Crocs.
Yeah. We're like, in a dirty shower in Crocs.
Literally.
Yeah. Josette's
and then,
doing her
and
neck
then
exercises.
Putting PJs on and going directly into a bunk.
I'm actually holding on to the original train of thought that I was on.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Okay, so when we used to hunker down to make records.
We forgot about this.
Famously. First
cigarettes.
Record. Second record.
Third vaping. Record.
No. First record, second record.
Cigarettes.
We were well,
third
were
record
we
Celsius.
During third record?
Third record
yeah,
Celsius.
Okay, so we've always had something. We've always had something to kind of like punctuate the work. You know, that's part of what the addiction, that's how it serves.
It's not
you.
Even to punctuate. I need to stay awake.
Well, that's what Celsius did for sure.
Like
I can't do that.
And it made us it gave us a sense of excitement. We were running on truly empty and we started drinking an insane caffeine drink.
We wouldn't be here without what Celsius did for me in the end there.
Celsius and like a little bit of weed gummies at night, right? Or what? Like
no, the CBD? Weed gummies are to turn it all off.
Yeah. But here's what I'm saying. So our drug for the next album should be, first of all, just Italy. The destination.
Yeah, exactly.
Italy, the beautiful. Destination. I would and love then to be the high. Next the drug is should be, no, cheese. Sorry to Naomi, who's a vegan, but.
Sorry to all people cheese, who might suffer from a certain and disease to not, called lactose intolerance.
And to, if not cheese, then bread. The drug is bread.
The drug's already sorry bread.
Olive oil.
The drug and, is already bread.
And then we need Tums as well.
If you're in Italy, you don't need Tums.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Hey.
But what you're getting into the thing about because
if you're me in Italy, you would need Tums.
No, but I'm saying it's not pasteurized.
Because anywhere I'm traveling, my body's saying I'm not home.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like the food will be better.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easier to digest.
It's easier to digest.
Gluten. Yeah.
I don't think it's that gluten. It's like the whole thing. Yes. Straight correspondent. No.
There's like so much gluten-free food in Italy, actually. It's like a huge thing there, which is
iconic.
Wow. Oh. I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't want to eat that.
You know what? I'm going to say
this. Next segment. I don't want to eat that.
I'm going to say this, and this is going to be controversial, and I'm sorry if either of you are gluten-free.
Gluten.
I only believe in being, you are. Are you celiac? No, you do this. Why do you do it then? It hurt your tummy?
Big tummy.
Oh. Damn
big
it.
Reveal of this is my big bomb on the show.
This was a big bomb.
So you're not gay, but you are gluten intolerant.
Just similar, I
which
think.
Is yeah, actually which is a really similar culture.
It is.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
I will say if you're doing gluten free, if you're just doing gluten free because you think flour is bad, not because of any health consequence, why are you living your life that way?
Yeah, that or you're talking about like a carb. Generally.
Yeah, people, carbs is. Life. I go to the gym. I exercise. I try to lift heavy. I try to eat enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to not eat the bread.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Well, you're living for the joy of eating.
Well, yeah. If I don't have the joy of eating, I don't have drugs.
Yeah.
What do I have?
What do I have? You have dog.
Yeah, but what am I going to be hungry loving my dog? Yeah, the joy of... I have too much responsibility.
Yeah.
The joy of responsibility. My memoir. You thinking about Italy? You getting you're a little sleepy?
I'm thinking why I don't know. I feel like we kind of rushed into deciding that for sure was the destination. I'm happy to go to Italy.
Where
the hell
do you
want to
go?
I want to get you out of your house. I'll be honest.
I'm going to
take this podcast as its face.
Has anyone thought about calling it podcast?
I am out of my house, but also we travel so much. Can't I like it?
Yeah, you can.
I like
we travel
yeah,
so
no,
much.
That's a good point. And can't I do I think I need to confront in myself that sometimes I can get, I almost have a, like a.
Like the grass is greener.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's more like when Josette says, oh, I love my home. I'm so excited to go home. I say, oh, fuck you.
Well, I don't, but Katie, we've talked about not that, not in that violence of a term, but in the sense of like going home being like, eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the difference?
Yeah.
Life the same, pretty much, everywhere I go.
No, I get to cook, get to be with my dogs.
Yeah.
I get to be in control of my surroundings.
I think that's
which is
key.
Nice. Those things are nice, absolutely. I think I have a little sense of, like, at this point
tour is
in
nice
our career,
because
I kind of live in one of those folk songs that's like, my only home is the road.
Yeah, well, and that is true. But
the structure, it's nice to be controlled.
Like, yeah, like
tour them. Is to be controlled. You tour don't have control. You're being controlled.
Yeah, but
but in a way that like you can let go at least.
After a month, I lose my mind. That is true. After a month, I do have some sort of mental collapse, no matter what.
And then you don't have like a breakthrough?
No.
I mean, yeah, I do know this. I know that.
No,
I know
I
that you don't. Have
I don't
a
have a breakthrough. The breakthrough is I'm mentally ill. That's the breakthrough.
And it's
guess
due
what?
To it's
and guess
due
what?
To,
I know it the whole goddamn time.
It's due to no
I'm
control,
through.
Right? Of circumstance, like no schedule.
I think it's no control. I think it's I don't know what it is, man.
So okay, so in order
like
to
if
get
the bus
you
was
out
way
of your
nicer
home to make another album, would you need to be in a place where like you had.
I have to have my dogs. I need my dogs. My life, they live such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Roxy is on the couch right now.
Oh,
and I'm nursing this dog.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave her any less,
any more
any less or more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to leave her just doable. The perfect amount. Not less or more, but perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I would go somewhere if that.
That's a good.
Leave her the perfect amount.
Leave her the perfect amount. I'm going back to kind of my
what song
using
ideas?
This podcast for. Yeah. Mine.
So then
the
what
ideas.
What is that about?
Leave you the perfect amount is about
it's about you getting out of my space so that I can.
In a relationship.
It's about yeah, having a partner. Yeah,
and gotta vibing. Take some time for me.
Yeah,
to vibe
all my stuff.
I have a question about y'all's relationships.
Okay, are we gonna do this? Yeah, listen to the question.
Are we doing the podcast or what?
Oh God, have we not started?
No.
I'll start rolling.
Okay, yeah, we're recording.
Oh God.
Now. Oh
God. Okay, I do.
Oh,
you
God,
can ask.
We're not even on the clock.
But you can ask me the question, and then I do think we should do the friendship quiz, and I do think we should rate our review, and then I think we should have one other structured thing, and then we got to take a break.
So the beginning of this episode has been fucking awesome. And I really look forward to seeing where this goes.
You guys, we got to take a break so we can make some money from these ads. Let me start by saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently. And
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know,
we are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date. And it makes you feel very nervous and you do have to find the right person and BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gaiotic today and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gaiotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go.
Please
you're listening
get
help. Gaiotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, welcome back, listeners.
My God, I missed you guys so much. I keep looking into your eyes. We've been making eye contact.
You know what's really
Katie's
funny is
kind
that
of
I feel like I'm always looking at
contact.
I'm always looking at you and you're never looking back at me. And it has been a little bit shocking
that I'm looking
during
back
recording
at you.
This that sometimes you are looking back into my eyes.
Well, now I'm
and it's
never
kindling.
Going to. I don't know if I'm looking at you when I'm talking, but I'm looking at you now.
Here's my question in terms of leaving her the perfect amount.
Leave her the perfect amount.
So let's say that you guys are having sleepover with your lover.
You mean I live with them, but yes. The constant sleepover.
Yeah. Having a constant sleepover. Maybe for you, Josette, since you do live with your partner, you have to go back in time to when you started having sleepovers.
That was me going back in time.
And remember this FaceTime loop, and if you remember from last episode, that this podcast is eternal. So and it has always existed.
And
so
is
if
our
you
love.
Could just go to the part of the podcast when you had just started having sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, you had a sleepover with the person that you are
have slept
seeing.
On.
Yes, slept on.
And for the question, it's important that you know that you did sleep on top of you slept on them.
And then you woke up and you said, "Damn, I've been sleeping on you."
And then let's say normally in your day, let's say for the sake of the question, normally in your day, you get up and you journal in the morning. You put on a record and you write those 3 pages like Julia Cameron told you to.
I'm going to be honest.
Are you going to do that with that other person in your home? Or part two of the question, if you're not doing that right away, when did you start doing that? Because obviously now you're getting up and you're vacuuming your kitchen.
I'm not so vacuuming. Everyone thinks I'm
walking on the ceiling with Mission Impossible boots.
Okay, let me just say
obviously
this.
Obviously you're getting up and you're throwing bleach onto the window pane.
Joe is literally wearing those shoes that stick and walking on the wall.
I have an issue. And I'm taking this out on my, I'm talking, this is an aside. Kelly, my partner,
but in a
she is
way.
Joking when she says, "Well, I know I am loud." I'm making her coffee.
She's that's hyperbole. It's hyperbole.
But she's in trouble from all these jokes. All these jokes saying I'm a morning terror, and I know that I am. I'm loud. I don't bend my knees. I'm slamming my feet.
The legs are straight.
Yes, I'm in. So this, I will answer your question.
Yeah,
and you. You don't do that. You don't journal.
You're saying you don't journal.
No, I'm saying I do what I want now, but yeah. It's because I am who I am all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm doing what I want.
You didn't do what you wanted then, even though you were who you were then all the time.
Yeah, but
so what were you doing? You were just
enjoying our sleepover, like making coffee, you know, getting back into bed with coffee.
Uh-huh.
I get up now and I'm like, this is my life. I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't
live my life how I want to live my life.
I, even in the beginning of a relationship, I don't get back in bed.
Wow.
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 Wow. If I'm up, I'm up.
But yeah. Were you sleeping in for a long time? Were you guys getting up and saying, wow.
She stays. Wait. She does. She likes to. She's like a she's wow. She can like
girls
do
can stay
work
in bed.
And
do, it's amazing.
Girls can stay in bed. That's
love
a rule.
To do that. You want you like that? Don't
I
you?
Do. I like. I have a fantasy of. I read that Chris Krauss book after Kathy Acker, and there's a big part in it about like Kathy Acker in her 20s, like writing in her bed all day.
I can't.
And
do
I
that.
Just love that.
I mean, that is iconic.
I don't eat
relate.
In my bed, but I wish, if for some reason, I'm picturing myself with a piece of toast.
I mean, that's nice. I just, that I'm too, nice. I, this is me now, and I don't think I knew this then. And maybe if, like, I wasn't in the position that I am now, like, maybe I would still do my morning things. If I'm not up and going from the start of my day, I'm falling into a depressive episode.
Mm-hmm. Like, so it's now or never from the moment of consciousness.
Yeah, the wheels have to start going because I need to start my object in motion phase as opposed to my object at rest that is resting straight into a depression. So that's where I am as a person. So this question might not be the most fair, but I do think if you're having a sleepover, it's like, I don't know, it's just different. I don't know. And like, are they awake when you're journaling?
Yeah.
I'm not, not journal and be perceived. Nope. No way. You cannot be in the room with me if I'm journaling.
I have to say.
I have to be solitary. I'm not even kidding.
This is on the brain today because, oh my God, wait, do I have my purse? Okay, wait, maybe I brought my journal.
Nice new journal, by the way.
Thank you, my mom.
But aren't you talking about them the whole time, anyways?
Yeah. So literally, normally I'm journaling for 3 pages.
That feels like killer vibes. Like you're the killer if you.
But like this is like a half page because I like literally the first sentence is
about them.
Like I am
Molly is over, and then it's like you're like, and then it's like it's kind of hard to write right now, like
because there's a person right
here.
I think it just takes a lot of time to be able. I it took me a lot of time to be able to do like
to be able
journal.
To think a thought in your head.
The journaling is hard because like you have to like be able to be tuned in with yourself with someone else around. And
I know.
I don't think that can happen for
okay,
a long
see,
time.
I just thought that was hard for me. I didn't know that was hard for everybody.
No,
I don't think it can happen for me at all.
And that's fine though. You know,
I don't think
is,
I can
fine.
Have a shit. True moment of like self
attunement
if I'm with another person because I'm constantly thinking about what the other person is thinking about
mm-hmm.
or what they want to do or
yeah.
what
what's going to happen, you know, like
it's crazy.
Not like I'm like smothering or at all or anything. I think it's just like being around. I'm an only child. It's like being around another person. I'm keenly aware of the fact that I'm another person.
You also just take time to, you know, you take time to with yourself. Everyone make fun of me. Yeah, everyone made fun of me.
Imagine that. Me.
I didn't. This is the thing again of like, I didn't actually feel like I was making fun of you. I just
liked
it and I repeated it.
Yeah, well, because I made fun of I beat you to the punch.
Because you made fun of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm crying.
I don't think what you're experiencing is weird. I think it's normal.
I don't think it's weird either.
Okay. Oh, he's super fucking weird.
Well, now I kind
of do. If you're journaling in front of someone, you're the killer.
I journal
in front of you guys. Yeah, so explain that. Why can I journal on
because
the bus
you're
on
not
tour?
Trying, you're not trying to fuck one of us anymore, I guess.
Why can you journal? Well, there's a curtain. Well, and you're in a little... No, you're in
you,
your,
you journal sometimes in the same room.
I journal, yeah. I'll journal on
the thing, we're family. You're also like... You're like somebody. That's like a different thing. Like you're in the room with you. It's not like you're like alone.
Yeah,
you're not in the room with us going.
I think I just have this like idealized. I think I have an ideal of like, being in a relationship. Like should be. I think because I like my life so much. When I'm single,
should be like no one's there.
I'm in a relationship with a ghost.
It's not. No, it's just like I don't know. And I think that they are like this too. Like they like doing their own, they like to do their things.
Yeah.
Are they only child?
No.
So, okay, but wait, say what you're going
to
say.
Trying to find community everywhere I can, but
I know.
Where is it?
You're anyway, the only one.
I'm the only child in the world.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
And it's really lonely.
One less lonely girl.
One less lonely they.
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't talking about you.
No, I know,
that.
But I thought it was funny.
I was not talking about you.
For once.
Best friend. Ha. Huh?
That's going to sound so weird without the facial expression.
This is going off the rails. This is going off the
rails.
Fine,
we can get to our
I
need you
listen,
to stop narrowing in on this.
I tried to put it on track with things we needed to make the album. But everyone decided to go crazy girls.
We're gonna take our love quiz.
Oh yeah, we could take a love quiz.
And we brought a exercise that they wanted us to do.
It's not an exercise. I literally just thought that we should do a friendship quiz. And I'm gonna try to find one on Reddit. Because I think the ones I've been pulling up, it's like, how long do we have meaningful conversations? Yes, no, rarely, or you know, like
that type of thing.
Too stupid. So what's up is actually
in love. Us, our quiz.
I'm gonna ask 275 questions.
Rapid fire
for all of you, and it will only last for the next 6 hours. Okay, this is a friendship. I thought it would be funny that if we did a friendship quiz, or not a quiz, just friendship questions.
And what is what's the purpose of this question?
To become closer.
It's like an intimacy.
To become closer, but they're kind of funny.
Is this like the New York Times one?
No, yeah. It's not.
We look into each other's eyes.
Hey, listen, some of these I'm going to skip because some of them are for the visual medium, such as what's your go-to dance move and can you show me, please? That's how it's written. So we're gonna skip that.
Oh, I want to see Joe's go-to dance
move. Oh, well, I know Joe's go-to dance move. There's a little spin involved.
Everybody's putting me in a box.
You're spinning right out of it. Some of these are goofy, silly, and some of them are... less goofy silly. We'll start off with this question, which is the first question. Okay. Question number one. Ooh. I can't get through a fucking sentence on this podcast, which honestly racist.
I hit my hand. I hit my hand.
I kind freaking of like horrible. This. This is becoming like kind of high art of like edging.
Like we're not. It's like
very
at
the beginning of the
Goodell.
Episode, we're gonna say like, okay, we're doing this quiz. Yeah,
and we never get to.
And
it
kind of the whole podcast.
Actually kind of like frees me. Mm-hmm. Like when I know that there is something that we're getting to, then all of a sudden there's a thousand things I want to talk about.
Funny that it's the thing that I suggested that makes you feel like you want to switch the topic around.
Well,
another thing to talk about when you inevitably go to therapy.
Whoa. I am going to therapy tomorrow morning.
I am too. You actually are.
Yeah, but I'm doing EMDR, so I try not to talk to her. I try not to go with a bunch of new stuff to talk about.
So what about this?
If you guys wouldn't mind not traumatizing me today. Because I'm trying to process other older
things you've said.
Things that you have said to me.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
Question one.
Who was your first celebrity crush? And their words, quizzer's words, quizzer. Are you into them? Don't know what that means.
And are you into them?
Who's your first celebrity crush?
Oh, is that how this works? We're guessing each other's?
No. You just answer.
Oh, but I could. I know Naomi's.
I don't know if you do because I don't know if that's my first one. I think I have prior ones.
But I'm thinking of Liv Tyler.
Shout out to Liv Tyler, but I don't think she's the first. The way
that your eyes like dilated, I felt like you were getting sent back to that dimension.
And before that, I was your kindergarten teacher.
She was a celebrity to me.
Yeah. Is it celebrity? It's like, what is a celebrity? Celebrity to me?
I mean, that is like one of the cutest things ever to think about how little kids probably do think that their kindergarten teachers are celebrities.
She was famous.
Well, what is fame?
I don't know. What do you want to get into it?
Well, what is fame but to idolize? And you know what? Teachers are the real heroes of today, tomorrow, and yesterday.
In love.
Teachers are the only celebrities I care about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I love you, Mom.
Is that all of our teacher? All of our fists are in the air.
Of our fists are punching through the ceiling.
Through the glass ceiling, if you
into
will.
Education.
Yeah, absolutely. So okay. Would that be your answer?
Well, no. Katie, go first, and then we'll come back to me.
I don't know who my... Do you know who mine is?
No.
No, I don't know who yours is.
No, this is not... This is... I think if you can guess someone's, that's great. But I think ultimately just sharing is fun.
I guess my first celebrity crush that I remember like telling other people about was.
Sorry, Joe was really boring when you took that. Yeah, that was really boring when you did.
Do you think the celebrity is going to be listening to this?
Was the one who's. Was Lance Bass.
That
shout
is
out.
So sexy. Such a sexy.
I'll say this. Gay recognize gay.
And I do think that there's a couple other people in life, celebrity or not, that I had crushed. Because I will say I am a gay who had a ton of like big bad crushes on boys.
I think my first celebrity crush actually was a boy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
And I was dying for them.
I wouldn't necessarily describe him as a celebrity, no offense to him, but continue.
Well, so all I was saying was I do think that there was something about I liked gay men.
Yeah. But I think, okay.
Who doesn't?
Shut up. Maybe
shout
it
out
is.
To gay men.
Yeah, maybe there's something to that.
Maybe there is. But yeah, I liked Lance. I remember I was so nervous. I got to go see the Backstreet Boys in concert, and I was sitting next to my...
Lance Bass?
Is he in NSYNC?
He's in another NSYNC. One, girl.
Fucking A.
Delete that.
Actually, delete that. No, it's actually... I don't know. It's kind of cool that I'm, like, so far removed. I'm so far over my crush that I don't even remember.
Lance,
like,
if you're listening to this.
What band he was in.
Love you.
So he was in NSYNC, obviously.
Yeah.
And I went to go see. Now I'm actually questioning myself.
And who did
if
I
that,
go
this
to
is
see?
Your kiss?
I'm if a that crush. If that was my kiss.
Who was your first celebrity kiss?
I'm like, could it have been Nick Cannon? Because I guess I always
Nick Cannon.
Wait, Nick Cannon.
Nick
Wait.
Carter.
Yeah, Nick Cannon was famously in NSYNC.
I'm actually loving this moment for me.
This is called the
it's called dementia.
Of COVID.
It's called dementia. Mind. Have you heard it?
I'm giving like really like mom energy. Like I'm giving.
I will
goofy
say this
little
is
milf.
This is like I think
goofy so, little so, milf title.
So, this goofy is like for some milf. Reason that was so porny to me.
Goofy
well,
little
I'm a milf.
Goofy little milf. Do you remember?
No. I might have a porny
in the other
attitude. Gosh, so back okay. to so I wasn't. I couldn't remember if I was seeing. Lance Bass or Nick Cannon in
no.
concert.
Yeah.
Wait, Nick.
No,
Nick Carter.
She
no.
meant.
No,
Carter.
You're back to the joke.
Yeah, I'm back to the joke. Josette's eyes just shot out of her head. She
like
could
a
not believe I was making the same mistake. She said, "Oh, now I'm really concerned."
No,
I did. Medic.
I actually acted like I saw a sexy Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, I can't remember, but the point, all I wanted to say was, let's say it was Lance and I was seeing NSYNC. I know.
You say NSYNC? It's crucial to the game. Who it is.
I feel like to it be was fair, the Backstreet Boys. So now I'm like, who was my crush in the Backstreet Boys? And I think it must have been Nick Carter because they're the most similar. Sure. Lance Bass, they all have corollaries in the bands. We know this, right?
They all have roles.
And Lance Bass, the corollary is Nick Carter. Gay. And I remember that my
Nick Carter famously not gay.
Nick Carter is not gay. And I remember I was there with my babysitter and she said, you should scream his name if you're a big
what
fan
a little,
of him.
What so, a little bully.
So let's just say it was Nick Carter. So I don't know. I think it was because I think I was seeing the Backstreet Boys.
You said okay. Nick.
I said, I love you, Nick.
That's cute.
Yeah. Aww. And honestly, I was really nervous.
You know what's really cute? You know what's really crazy to be like a band like that? It's like
little kids.
Think about a kid and you're just kind of testing out saying something.
Aww.
You're kind of like testing out how that feels.
The coolest thing about what we do in this past tour, going back to the real life music. We're a band, by the way.
Is people screaming at you?
No. It's been like, yeah, I love it. Oh, I love when they scream at me. No, I love when there's like a little kid or show.
Yeah, there's a little kid.
It's sweet.
It
first
literally
concert.
Blows my mind. Yeah. We played in Manchester and I got to be my cousin's first concert. That was the cutest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I loved it, yeah.
That was so cute.
Oh, your little cousins.
She was so excited. It was so cute. Anyways, yeah. Back to the salacious details of these crushes.
Yeah, who was your first celebrity crush?
You guess what it is.
I guess.
Yeah.
I
know that you know. Wow, I'm hurt.
Wow. Can I ask a yes or no question?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a girl?
I mean, like, if I'm talking about like a real crush, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just change your answer based on my question?
I know what it is. Can you give me a little hint? Or will it give it away?
Okay. Was it an actress?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is it Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, the first one who devastated me was Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, if we're talking about the first people who devastated, then yeah.
God. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought we were talking about like devastation.
Devastation, complete.
I
like,
saw
emotional
Kirsten
devastation.
Dunst in Spider-Man, and I said,
wow.
I'm gonna kill myself. I saw her.
When you love someone so
I loved her so much. Oh, God.
When you love someone, it's funny when you watch a movie and you actually fall in love.
That was. Can you believe? Great. This is the crazy thing.
Hold on to that feeling while you got it, kids.
Hold on to it. It's the most devastating time, but honestly, now I'm a shell of a person. You know? Like, I will never feel that intensely again, I think.
No.
But
the
also,
hornaciousness
thank God,
that you feel.
Yeah, the hornaciousness. It is. Ages. It's out of bounds.
You will feel it again when you're in your new body. Next time around.
Oh.
Next time around, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
I thought, that took me a moment. Yeah, I guess.
When you're in your new body, which brings us to our next ad.
Body reconstruction.
That's actually a famous Josette-ism.
Well,
that
I need.
What was it that they always said on tour? It was said, I will be needing a...
a full body transplant.
A full body transplant.
Yeah. Have you been to the show? You know. I've been leaving it all on the stage.
That
leaving
full
that
body
whole body
transplant
on the stage.
Was the last tour. I think the first tour that we went on, it was... My back is broken.
My back
or
is what some good people
call broken or no longer in existence.
Yeah,
that was
and
a quotable.
Still exists.
What some could be, what some have said, no longer in existence.
Yeah, we're just jelly sacks.
You know what I would
point.
Love is to make it to the point where, I think some people think, meaning you guys think that I fantasize too much about when Muna is gonna be over.
Oh.
It's interesting you bring that up, but yeah, go ahead.
Because I don't really, it's not that I want Muna to take a break.
I want us to go forever.
I want us to have a reunion tour.
Let me
and
tell
I'm
you, honey,
fantasizing about when we are in our, let's say, 60s.
I need a new
let's
body
say
transplant.
70s.
If you're
and the
100%.
Tour is
going to
be called Full Body Transplant.
That could
tour.
Be, I got it. Let me, I'm going to say two things. Every time we go back on tour, I know Phoebe already did this, it is a reunion tour. Mm-hmm. The way I feel is I cannot believe we're out here again.
Can't believe we're doing
this
again.
Is happening to us again.
I know.
It gives me gray hair.
I can't believe we're 30
time.
And we're still doing this.
I'm well, stop aging me.
I can't believe I was looking at Naomi. Can't believe we are 30.
Anyways.
I think it's awesome.
So.
Yeah, we'll say Liv Tyler. So it's mine.
Yours is Liv Tyler. Wow, honestly.
In terms of devastation, if we're talking devastating. It's,
that's what I thought we were talking about.
First I'm sure real I had a celebrity,
bunch of crushes. First but celebrity it's like, crush. Really exist.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did one question.
There's yeah, so that was really good. Let's time to wrap up. oh, no, here's a good one.
Well, I just do the only ones that
and then
only ones
and
that
then
matter.
Everyone gets actually 30 seconds to answer.
Okay. I'm good at talking in a timed fashion.
Yeah, Katie.
You guys
okay.
know that in between songs on tour.
Timed perfectly.
I'm having
it's
to give made up
you,
speeches.
You are amazing.
Thank
you're
you
amazing.
So much.
I sometimes cannot believe sometimes that you can do that and you actually, there's like a full thought to
and
what you're going to say. Sometimes I say something
button.
On tour and I'm like, boop, 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 poop, poo. You know?
And the girls go,
and the girls go wild. Kirsten Dunst goes wild.
Jeez, I was going to say that too. Oh my God. Okay. Vision board manifest. Kirsten Dunst come to a show.
I'm manifesting, you guys. I'm for real manifesting. Drew Barrymore. Come to a show.
You know, Drew Barrymore posted like a song of ours a TikTok or something, and our manager Heather loves Drew Barrymore.
Oh God,
and
who
you
doesn't?
Remember? But do you remember Heather being
she loves
so
Busy
excited?
Too.
Oh, was it Busy Phillips?
She
that?
Loves. Busy Phillips is who she's always really excited about. Shout out to Busy Phillips.
Shout out to Heather. Heather, shout out to I know you're
Heather
listening.
Heather likes the real. Heather likes the real ones.
Real
yeah,
ones.
Absolutely. Yeah. Heather likes the ones. Who
Drew Barrymore is
being
a
her homies.
Real one.
Absolutely.
If you could choose your name, what would it be and why? Don't say why, but just pick a new one.
All right, I'm going to spend 30 seconds talking about the name that I did choose for myself for yeah, my confirmation iconic. When I was 13 years old, which was Genevieve.
Wow. notably a legendary name.
You're just a little wonderful ballerina.
Thank you so much. And you did take up a little bit of my time
okay.
there, but...
Okay. Sorry, officer.
I wanted to have a French name.
Three.
I thought
two,
it was elegant and
one.
Beautiful.
Well, you actually timed?
Yeah, I did. Okay.
I don't want a new name.
Now, who said that?
Choose a new name. And
I can't imagine my life any other way.
Okay.
Would it just be Joe if you could take away Josette? JoJo?
Not JoJo. Even though people call me JoJo. No.
It would just be Joe.
My name would be my name.
My I name is my name.
Not Joseph. God, no.
Okay. I agree. I prefer Josette.
Fine. I guess we agree. I guess I said no to that question. Okay,
Naomi.
I do like my name.
A famous non-binary person with their birth name.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want to be named Sock or Fridge.
I would love to call
just
you
a little,
Sock.
Just peppering in a little hate for their own community.
I would love
peppering
to,
in a
I
loving joke.
Call you Sock.
Peppering in a loving joke. Yeah, my new name is Stovacious.
You know what I did think is Igbor.
Now that's awesome.
Why do I know that name?
When you first, I think it's because of Igbob that I thought. Igbor.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I that was the first thought.
It's gonna be
my head.
It's gonna be okay, rat.
No one understands what we just said.
We abbreviate one of our songs, it's gonna be okay, baby, to Igbob.
We abbreviate all the songs, like,
and yeah,
I know
it's gonna be okay, rat.
Yeah.
Igbor.
Yeah, and you know what? I love rats. They're cool.
I would say that if I had to pick a new name, I'd probably have to change my last name too. I'd love to be someone with like a snappy name. Like my only beef with my name is that it's fucking long and it's
about,
a lot of syllables.
What about Mike Jar?
That's fucking sick. Well, yeah, my passport. Well, I'm not getting into that. You can call me Mike for reasons that I won't explain.
As soon as they said it, I said in my head, Jam Bam.
Jam Bam?
Well,
you can call me that if you
we
want.
We both had great.
Mike Jar.
Honestly,
Jam?
Joe, I think yours was better.
Mike Jar.
I think yours was a lot better. For
and
Naomi.
Igbor.
Yeah.
Some hot suggestions
and
going
Genevieve.
From you.
Oh my God, can you believe this hot, salacious conversation that we're having? That
what about if I go to the bathroom and then
go
you
piss,
guys,
girl.
And then you guys just keep going and I'll jump in
yeah, we'll go.
With the answer.
Go. Get out. Okay.
Or we
get
can
the hell
stop
out of here.
Whatever
okay.
Our...
Joe,
While we're here and Katie's in the bathroom, because we're keeping it 100. This section is called Keeping It 100. It's just
keeping it
100.
Boys club. Keeping it 100. We all talk about how much we hate Katie. So what were you going to ask me?
If you could use magic to do one mundane task for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Wow, what a beautiful question. One mundane task. Huh.
Like, you'd never have to do it again.
Task I don't like.
I have one.
I kind of like all my tasks. I don't love, I don't like having to cut my nails.
That's a great one.
They grow too fast, dude.
Yeah, mine get dirty too.
I know.
For no
disgusting.
Fucking reason.
I also have like bad eczema on my hands, and my hands are destroyed from touring.
That's a great mundane task.
Right, I actually like dread it when I have to do it.
I have one, but it's not that I don't want to do it.
It's that
I want it to be fully automated.
Optimize the life. Optimize revenue
streams. I don't want to have to spend the time, even though I enjoy the way that it feels occasionally once I'm doing it. Mm. I wish that there was a machine that I could put in my mouth and press a button and it brushed my teeth for me.
Oh, for sure.
Especially at
say,
night. I like it in the morning. At night when I'm in bed
hair.
And I'm fucking tired.
I thought
my hair?
Say washing your hair for some reason.
Oh, my hair, I don't mind. Mm. It's really just like when you go to bed and you're tired.
Yeah, you don't want to brush your teeth.
And you're laying down maybe already on accident. You have to get up again. Sucks.
You know, I'm the kind of person who, like, I have tasks that I do while I do the things that I have to do.
Well, I don't go anywhere without, like, YouTube, a podcast, something playing in the background. I'm constantly being entertained.
Yeah, so I'm doing stuff during it, but I don't like it. But
it's just boring.
But I will say,
I like the way it feels.
Yeah,
dental hygiene is key.
If you let me tell you this, fans.
Sonicare.
You need to brush your teeth.
And floss a lot.
Floss a lot.
Not too
gingivitis hard, is the number one cause of heart disease, guys.
We got to be doing it. I'm just there. The question was,
it's not nice to not brush your teeth.
No, it's not nice, which is why it's mostly just that I wish I could put like a retainer.
Yeah, that wash them
bristles
all. Maybe
all in my mouth
be an
at
adventure.
Night and press the button and it goes. And
we don't
brush
want
my teeth.
We
me.
Don't want racist fans. We don't want sexist fans. We don't want homophobic fans. And we don't want fans
that don't brush their teeth.
Exactly.
Fact, actually.
And hi,
not
Katie,
because
from
we don't
bathroom.
Love y'all.
Hi.
It's so long.
Well, not
time.
From the bathroom. I'm back.
It's actually, Katie, we're doing this new thing on
we're
the podcast. It's like we're out on the field and Katie is the reporter in the bathroom. She's telling us what's
it like
about.
In there?
We've hooked up the mic.
I've never been, so I don't know. Katie, if you could use magic to do one mundane task for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Okay, let me make sure I'm understanding this question.
Joe's was, for example, to catch you up, Joe's was clipping nails.
Clipping nails.
Mine was brushing teeth specifically at night when you're very tired.
I feel like I want to give, like, I'm sighing at my own answer, which is that I need the mundanity because in order to find the divine. I need to wash the dishes.
There ain't one thing that you're like, you wouldn't be like, I just don't want to fill up my car with gas
anymore.
Imagine
this, because if I have magic to let go of one mundane activity, then that's actually going to affect my relation. Like, I need to be completely surrendered to the necessity of all the mundane activities in order to break through to the other side of, you know, finding God in peeling. The potatoes.
But do you think you could do
it? I like all those tasks.
You think you could do it?
In a way.
What if it was like if your just shoes didn't come untied, you got to tie them again?
I'm also like,
putting my mic pack on before show. I don't want to do that.
I'm also hearing myself saying this and then thinking about the fact that I actually pay a woman to clean my
house.
God bless.
So,
I love cleaning.
Yeah, I guess it would be maybe that. But you know, but also, I love.
Yeah,
and then she's better than magic.
She's better than magic.
I could cry.
Yeah, she's.
She is better than magic
because you know what she gives me that magic doesn't give me
laughter. Absolutely,
laughter. Funny texts. Oh,
just
funny pictures.
El Animal.
She's iconic. we all know her very well. Oh God, it's time to wrap up.
Okay.
So we're gonna do our new segment.
Listen, guys, you gotta rate and review and subscribe. Even if you don't like it, you gotta give it 5 stars and you have to subscribe or else it's going to be considered being a hate crime.
If it's one star, guys, like, don't be mean. You know what I mean? Like,
even if you didn't like this episode,
even if you don't, also don't be.
Even if you don't like it, you should give 5 stars just to have the stars be filled in.
Well, but, it looks better that way.
Yeah.
And let's take it to the ratings. Let's take it to one special
review of the week.
Review of the week comes from lovely Lolita.
Well, like,
okay. Whoa. We'll talk about that.
Okay. Okay. I like how all of us went to Lolita the novel.
Nabokov.
We all.
The subject line is please! Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Entire review is just bring this back! Exclamation point.
Oh,
let me tell you.
My God, that was good.
Light of my life. Fire of my reviews. We brought it back just for use.
Oof. Wow.
I'm so happy to tell you, Lolita, that if you're listening to this, you know that we did, in fact, bring it back.
Bring it back. We brought it back, and we're so happy to be back. And I was so happy to hear Naomi's poem.
Thank you. I was so happy. All right.
And we love you.
Thank you for listening to Gayotic. And now both of you guys say, I love you, and say your own name.
I love you, Naomi.
I love you, Josette. You know, it's funny saying my full name.
I actually forgot. I love you, Igbor. Mike, and I love you, Mike Char.
And I love you, Genevieve. Goodbye.
Gayotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gayotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gayotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum podcast.